Thank you, Pastor Everett, for joining us on the Master's Call. Well, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. We hope you had a wonderful and blessed Christmas day and afternoon and evening. And now we give God our total praise on this Thursday. So let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we lift you up, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your name because you are worthy to be praised. And so we celebrate you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And we know that there is nothing that we can do without you. And so this morning, Father, we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for raining down on us, Father. We ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would saturate these airways, that your word will continue to go forth mightily, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and we thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank you for their yes, which allows us to come into this telecommunication sanctuary where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced. And God, we give you the glory and the praise, Father. We thank you for this another day that you have made. And God, we are glad about it, glad to be a part of it. So use us mightily in this day. Allow our lights to shine bright, Father. Do not let us go out and be fearful of anything, but let us go out knowing that you give us the strength to do all things, God. So we lift our hands in total praise to you. We lift our hearts in total praise to you. We lift our voices in total praise to you. And I ask right now in the name of Jesus, God, that you would saturate the speaker as they will come forth this morning, Father. Fill them up until they overflow, oh God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that they will decrease as you increase in them, Father, and that our ears will be open to hear what you say, oh God, and that as we go through this day, go through this day knowing that you are God, that you are still a true and living God. And today we thank you and we give you the total praise. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the mighty, and in the majestic name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I pray these things, and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. So it has been a privilege and a pleasure to worship this morning and to give God total praise and to greet each and every single one of you. And at this time, I would like to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Minister Keisha, I hear you loud and clear. God bless you. The platform is yours.
God bless you, Minister Tiffany, and thank you so much for greeting us this morning, starting our day with that powerful anointed prayer and that awesome tag, Total Praise Thursday. One thing I give him praise for is just simply that I know him, because without knowing him, there wouldn't be no me. And I do position and posture myself to the end of this year, hallelujah, before the King of Glory. Thank you for double serving on today, Minister Tiffany. My name is Keisha Lee, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. The Master Call got started back in October 2010 by the co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. The foundational scripture on which it stands is Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We do have a website you can visit at any time you like. The website is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site as well as the bios of our speaker. Theme for the year is in 2019, God hands of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and corporately, will clearly be seen. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, a host, to share a word from the Lord, or maybe even bring us into the presence by praise and worship. You may even have a prayer request and or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. This phenomenal company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, where we have the great products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational calls are held on Monday through Friday. Right after this call, a team of great leaders and experts are given vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. PIN is 294-617-POUND. That's 712-770-4005. PIN 294-617-POUND. The bypass number, if needed, is 716-293-9707. Well, today is Testimonial Thursday, which is a powerful call, and it will be hosted by the dynamic manager, Deborah Smith, asking you all to jump on that line right after this call. Our special announcements, we first would like to congratulate two wonderful ladies that's a part of Artists for becoming new grandmothers. And that's Apostle Edith Wells on her new grand blessing and President Linda Kidd on her new grand blessing. So keep them in your prayers. Amen. Another special announcement is Artist Life 2020. Kickoff will be held in Houston, Texas. The date is January 25th, 2020. The time is 10 a.m. The location is Houston Marriott South at the Hobby Airport. The hotel special rate for the room is at $89 plus tax. Breakfast is included, and you can register at www.artistlife.com/kickoff2020. And at this time, I want to read a little bio of our speaker on today, this powerful, mighty woman of God, who is our none other Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. After a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon accepted her calling to the ministry. She then enrolled at the Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma in January 1990, and she was ordained in January 1995. She is founder and director of Van Networks. Dr. Vanessa completed her mathematics BA in industrial engineer technology, BIET degrees from Spelman College and Southern Technical Institute. She later received her Master's of Christian Education, Master's of Divinity from Oral Roberts University. Dr. Vanessa was nominated to Who's Who among American Colleges and University. She completed her Doctorate of Religious Philosophy from Tabernacle Bible College and Seminary. She was featured as an expert on radio and television. She had a 30-minute radio and internet broadcast program, Speaking the Truth in Love, which she still does to us today. Dr. Vanessa founded and served as senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She presently serves as one of the associate ministers at Mount Corinth Baptist Church, where Dr. Clarence Talley Sr. is the senior pastor in Hempstead, Texas. She travels internationally ministering the prophetic word of God. She teaches Bible study, and she is the co-founder of the Master's Call and the inspirational and motivational calls that she oversees daily. So with that being said, it's so much more to this awesome lady, woman of God. We encourage you to go to our website to finish reading up her bio. And at this time, I just want to introduce to some and present to others our Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Minister Keisha Lee of Cincinnati, Ohio. Thank you so much for hosting the call. We so appreciate you, love you. Good to hear your voice. And what can I say about our blessed songbird double dutying this morning? Just entering us into the very presence of God with total praise. We're just so grateful to just bask in his presence this morning as you continued on greeting our Master's Call family as they came on the line. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. And acknowledging, as I heard, our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, shout out from Asheville, North Carolina this morning. Greetings to you and to the entire Master's Call family. We praise God for each and every one of you. Trust everybody had a blessed Christmas day. Happy birthday celebration of Jesus yesterday with family, friends, and loved ones. I know everybody ate probably more than we were supposed to and just enjoyed life and loved ones, and that's just an awesome thing to do. And I'm just grateful for each and every one of you making the time, taking the time. Looking forward today as our prophet Kai is on her travels to get to hug her neck as she comes through this way on her way to San Antonio. So we're definitely praying your traveling mercies and just excited about all that God is doing. Yesterday, we talked about the birthday of Jesus and gave a little bit of historical background of the truth of what happens. It's the truth that truly sets us free. And I mentioned yesterday that I would continue today with more information about the birthday of Jesus and hone in more about that true historical account that you'll find in Matthew, and all three of the Synoptic Gospels have it. But it's just a powerful record of what truly happened, and we are so shaped by marketing, advertising industry that took a true priest, St. Nicholas, who was a real priest, now in the area called modern-day Turkey, but at that time from a very wealthy family, and gave all he had when his parents left him a large inheritance to take care of widows and the poor, and especially children, and how Madison Avenue and advertising changed it to a red and white, jolly old man from the North Pole. And most believers, even Christians, don't even know the true history of St. Nicholas. So it's so important, even with the beautiful hymns that we sing about Christmas Day, that most of them sometimes reflect more of what marketing has taught us and what the Word of God has taught us. So my heart always has a prophetic teacher is to speak truth. So this morning, I'm going to continue talking about Happy Birthday, Jesus, and our main subtitle is The Present of Your Presence. The Present of Your Presence, Gifts from the Wise Men. You remember yesterday we talked about a little background about the wise men. And this morning, I'm going to talk briefly about the five reasons for giving the present of his presence. My co-founder loves to tell everybody how she doesn't even think about just celebrating one day, even though that's all her mother had her on was one day. She loves to take the whole month, so I don't feel too bad taking 2 days talking about the birthday of Jesus again today. We're going to talk about five reasons, real briefly, for giving the present of his presence. Again, as we talked about yesterday, you may ask, because I did, why are these men called wise men? Sophia in the Greek, meaning wisdom, which is what the whole book of Proverbs is called, the wisdom book. They must have been Israelites, and so only the children of Israel would be blessed with such knowledge at this time. But it appears that God had led away Israelites far away from Jerusalem and made sure that they had their prophets. And this is a wonderful mystery we're going to unfold because it's in the men of Magi, M-A-G-I, and the singular Magus, M-A-G-U-S, that means wise men. Now, in Christian tradition, the noble pilgrims from the east who followed a miraculous guiding star to Bethlehem. Some of us have seen all the beautiful Christmas cards of marketing with the three wise men. Well, it was a company of people, a large entourage. It was never just three from any historian you look up. where they paid homage to the infant and Jesus as the King of the Jews, and that's recorded in Matthew, the second chapter, verses 1 through 12. Matthew, the second chapter, he often was called a roving reporter, the Jewish disciple who gave more detailed accounts. And Christian theological tradition is always stressed. The Gentiles as well as Jews came to worship Jesus at an event celebrated in the Eastern Church at Christmas and in the West at Epiphany, January 6th. The Eastern tradition sets the number of the Magi at mainly around 12, but possibly up to 20. But the Western tradition, where we are in the West, sets their number at 3, probably only because of the 3 gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh in Matthew 2:11, presented to the infant. Now, could it possibly have been that these Israelites that Jesus talked about when he said in verse 16 of John 10, "And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, that they may hear my voice, and that there shall be one fold and one shepherd." See, the arrival of the wise men, sometime after the birth of Jesus, there came a number of wise men to witness with their own eyes that the things that the star was a sign of were true. Again, in Matthew 2, 1 through 2, and now for sake of time, ask you to go back and refer to those verses, literally 1 through 12. Our first principle we're going to talk about is, happy birthday, Jesus. We understand and desire to celebrate your arrival. Here's the key point. Never forget the reason for the season. In other words, keep the main thing the main thing. It took the wise men a long time to come to Bethlehem from their home country, perhaps as much as just under 2 years. And that travel, again, was Camel Express. They didn't hop on a train or a plane. And they went through rugged terrain to get there. And then we know from Matthew 2:7, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And we know why. Because his goal was to make sure every child from 2 under never lived to see past their second birthday. In Matthew 2, that 16th verse says, "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men," meaning they didn't come back, "was exceedingly wroth and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem and in all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men." With all of our celebration, with all of this season, even through the new year, always remember this all started in celebration of Jesus' birth. Marketing has, wow, shaped us to focus on all kind of other things, but let's keep the main thing the main thing. The reason for this season is to take time and pay homage to our Lord and Savior, as I said yesterday, who left perfection, who left eternity to step into a quantitative time where he was a child, vulnerable. How many of us would have been willing to do that? The second principle, how much are we willing to do today or in this season to be in God's presence? How much are we willing to do to be in God's presence? The biggest present we can give back to Christ is to spend time in his presence. All this morning when evangelist, our minister Tiffany, led us in his presence with total praise, when we were basking in his presence, letting the cares of the world not dictate, telling our mind to take a break. We want to spend time with our Lord and Savior. Remember, in this season, something will be revealed to you, what has not been revealed to the world before. This was a season where they had not ever experienced the Christ child. You will learn how truly wise these men were and the deep spiritual significance of the 3 gifts they bore. Those gifts will show us that the wise men were men of prophecy with more spiritual insight than any other people in Jerusalem, hence called the wise man. The first gift was gold. Gold, the precious metal of gold, the precious mineral of gold. This was the obvious gift from a prophet to the King of Kings. Now, the amount of gold was insignificant. Perhaps a large amount of gold could be used in situations of need. And remember, this met their need as they slipped in to Egypt to mix in during the time of the persecution and pursuit by Herod. So they had now the provision for following the vision and instructions from God. But this gold, let's try to look past the worldly aspects of gold, or don't worry about Jared or Zales this morning, but the gold of knowing that it was a currency that could supply their needs. And it's symbolic. Any amount of gold, if ever so small, will still be a testimony from these men that they knew that this was not just the son of David with the right to the throne and not just the King of Kings of the kingdom, but even the King of all kings that would need to be anointed to administer the affairs of the kingdom of God. This was the significance of the first gift, as recorded in Scripture. Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. The third principle, doesn't matter what you give to Christ, just make sure you're giving your best. It's the quality, not necessarily just the quantity. It's not equal giving, but it is equal sacrifice. Let me say that again. It doesn't matter what you give to Christ. Just make sure you're giving your best. My best may be different from your best, and it usually always is. But it's the quality, not necessarily the quantity. On this morning, as we're saying again, happy birthday, Jesus, the present of your presence. These are the gifts from the wise men. That second gift was frankincense. Frankincense was used by way of commandment of God on the meat offerings made unto the Lord. In Leviticus 2, at first verse, and when any will offer a meat offering unto the Lord, his offering shall be a fine flour, and he shall pour oil upon it and put frankincense thereon. A meat offering is not an offering of any kind of flesh. Meat, M-E-A-T, in the case of meat offering, stands as the opposite to drink. In other words, food. The meat consisted of the fine flour, which was kernels ground and beaten until all lumps and imperfections are gone. It symbolizes the perfection of Jesus and how his body would be tormented at his sacrifice. The salt, representing the covenant between God and man. A covenant is when man makes solemn promises at the time when they receive saving ordinances, for which God promises, which God swears a corresponding oath to us to bless those who keep their promise and to punish those who try to mock him. Oil, fine oil, was poured over the bread that was made with the flour and salt. The oil represents the blood of Jesus that was split during his sacrifice in order to give eternal life to those who turn to Jesus with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And the frankincense, a spice that burns along with a sweet, savory odor. The frankincense was the last item applied to the meat offering before it was all set afire. The savory smoke represents the prayers that ascended to the Father. The meaning of the wise men giving frankincense to Jesus was to show their faith in him, that they knew that his body, the bread, was going to be beaten, the fine flour, and sacrificed or burned in order to fulfill the covenant, the salt. And as his sacrifice, the burning, began in the Garden of Gethsemane, his prayers, the smoke from the frankincense, would ascend towards heaven. This sacrifice of Jesus' body would continue, and so would his prayers until he gave up the ghost. The fourth principle is it will cost you something to truly celebrate Jesus' birthday. In other words, when you spend time in his presence and not just in the mall, the blessed celebration comes from the sweet communion and fellowship. Remember, the real present is being in his presence. The third gift, in my last minute, it was myrrh, M-Y-R-R-H, among several different uses. One of the most common uses of myrrh was to spice bitter wine to make it somewhat drinkable. Looking back at one of the prayers of Jesus again, "Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will," Matthew 26:39. Our fifth and final principle, a true birthday present to Christ is to allow all of us to be poured out so all of God's presence can fill us up. In his presence is fullness of joy. Practicing his presence is the greatest present we can give Jesus. So when we say happy birthday, in closing, the three gifts of the wise men spell out the following. Thou art the King of Kings, the gold. And we come into the witnessing with our gifts that would sacrifice the body, the frankincense. That we may be resurrected and suffer no end, the myrrh. That Satan will have no hold on us, but that we might have eternal life. Now, we can say now, happy birthday, Jesus, by being, staying, dwelling in his presence. That is the most precious present we can give ourselves and others. This morning, happy birthday again, Jesus. The present of your presence is the gift we received from the wise men. Back to you, Minister Keisha.
Awesome, 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 awesome. Pastor Vanessa, thank you for teaching us the truth about Jesus and giving us those 5 points. Awesome. I was writing fast. Thank you so much. I will ask you to come back shortly to close the call out with the benediction and a few announcements. So let's pray. Father, it's in your most precious holy name, Lord, that we come before you with bowed hearts, Father, just thanking you, pulling on your anointing today, Father, that you saturate each and every person on this line. Father, we lift up your daughter right now, God, as she poured out on today, poured out on yesterday. Lord, that you fill her well, oh God. Let her overflow, Father. Touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her very feet, Father, with your precious glory and your anointing, Father. Bless Mother Josie, Father. Bless her family, oh God. Strengthen them in every way. Bless their home like never before. Father, we lift up Dr. PK, Father, asking, Lord, that you strengthen her in a mighty way. Bless her. Bless her company today. Bless her home today. Father, touch her in her body, Father. Lord, in the places where she needs it. Father, we lift up the whole artist company, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Each and every one, the owners, God, every distributor, every, Father God, customer, Father, the ones that's here, the ones to come. Lord, that your mighty hand is upon it, Father. We lift up Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor, Mother Oliver, Father. Father God, we lift up Dr. PK, God, daughter, Father, Reverend Burkett, Cousin Erlene, Katrina and her family, Lisa Martin, Ella Martin, Kai, Aunt Jackie, Bart, Jackie, Father, Benita, Father, Rosalind, her mom, her daughter, the whole TMC call today. Father, we lift up Candy Mosley, Anna Wallace, Linda Kidd and Denise Brown, D. Lee family, the Cox family, the Harton family, the White family, each and every person, spoken and unspoken. Father, you know what we stand in the need of. Father, we just pray right now that you never, Father God, take your Holy Spirit from us, that you never leave us or forsake us, as your word said, Father. And we want to never leave your presence, oh God. Lord, I ask for a special blessing on each and every person on this call today, Lord, that you continually to just bless us and guide us, oh Father God, and take us on over in 2020. To hear this powerful playback message, you can call 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-pound. And once again, I would like to share with you the Artist Life 2020 kickoff will be held in Houston, Texas. The date is January 25th, 2020. The time is 10 a.m. and the location is Houston Marriott South at the Hobby Airport. The hotel special rate for the room is $89 plus tax. Breakfast is included, and you can register at www.artistlife.com/kickoff2020. And we're asking you once again to jump on the next call, which is the new motivational call next, and that number is 712-770-4005. 10-294-617#. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for doing double serving this morning, for greeting everyone and opening the call with that powerful prayer and that awesome tag to give the Lord the total praise. We love you for that. And thank you again, Pastor Vanessa, for this profound word on today. It was powerful and anointed. And would you come and just close us out with the benediction?
Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Minister Keisha. Just real quick, folks, as always, even though we're saying one day in January, we will be doing something Friday night, and we'll definitely be having church service on Sunday morning. So we're inviting everybody to come to Houston and to plan to not leave till Sunday afternoon so we can fellowship that entire weekend. Usually the Hispanic market, they only announce one day, but whenever we all get together, it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So we want to put that out there now. So as you're making your plans, we're encouraging you to get in Friday afternoon, evening, and we'll definitely be fellowshipping Friday night, workshops all day Saturday, and then we will be having church service on Sunday, and we'll be in prayer about who will be our speaker Sunday morning. We have always had a blessed and anointed time, and this will be no different. All righty. Father God, we just thank you for you allowing your presence to dwell with your people, and that our heart will always be the desire to come out of the outer court, not settle for the inner court, but to press in to the Holy of Holies, to give you the present of spending time in your presence. As we leave this call, but never your presence this Christmas time and season, we'll remember that it's all about you, and we'll give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hopefully I'll hear most of you all on the next call, Testimonial Thursday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.